Friday, Mid-Ohio Weekend by Pato O'Ward. Pato, Mid-Ohio has a bit of a repave this weekend in terms of just turn one, I think, has been repaved. Is it a little nerve-wracking that only part has been repaved? Will that kind of change the way you approach the track this weekend?
No, I mean, because it's not the only fast corner on the circuit, but it's really a corner that's it's kind of standalone. Like you don't really go into any other section on the track right after that. So I think it'll just be like optimized grip there, but it shouldn't really throw off the rest of the track at all.
Will it do anything setup wise to how you set up the car, or pretty much still the same?
I don't know. I'll know. I'll be able to say more about it once we get out on track and feel it out. But since it's such a small area on the track, it is probably just going to be more grip.
So I guess it's before you guys have gotten any running, but obviously you had the pole last year and kind of, I mean, what led 28, 30 laps, something like that, before you had a mechanical problem. So are you feeling confident going into this weekend? Like you have some unfinished business to take care of?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in a way we do feel like we've got, business to close in a way. We this was arguably, well, not arguably, this was one of our strongest qualifying weekends, not just for the five side, but for Felix Camp as well. And it sucked to see both cars die out from the race. Not even halfway through, which was obviously painful, but it doesn't take away that we were fast, and we know that we're fast here, so we're looking forward to this weekend.
Awesome. So, we're halfway through the year now. You've had some good runs, like the 500 was an awesome run. Obviously, kind of didn't end the way you wanted it to, but if you're looking back on the first half of your year, how would you describe the first, eight or nine races of your 2023 season?
It's been a variety of different results, but there's been a common denominator along or across every single weekend, and that's we've been fighting for the top three everywhere we go. So I don't see that changing, and we're just gonna keep on fighting.
Has it been additions behind the scenes? Has it been having a third car on track every weekend for extra data? What's been the biggest step for you guys in the first, couple months this year?
I think it's a little bit of everything. A lot of new personnel, knowing kind of, what's under us in terms of car and all that stuff. Going into certain weekends, it's not like we're not arriving with a new car. We're not in a lot of weekends. We're arriving with what we have in the last few years. We're putting it all together.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season, aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
I wanted to get your thoughts on the addition of TK officially, the announcement of as a special advisor for the team. Obviously, he's been around kind of this whole year, we've heard, but how does it feel to kind of have him officially as somebody that's, you know, going to be there every weekend? You know, does that add a lot to the team? Or, you know, I think you guys have a close relationship from what I've seen, obviously, on social media and heard you say.
No, I mean, it's I don't know how much consists in that, like, I don't know where all that, where the special advisor is gonna tap into. But I think it's gonna be a variety of a lot of things. I think he, you know, he knows the industry well. He knows the business industry of it well. He knows he has a lot of experience with top teams, top cars. He's won races. He's won championships. So he's gotten his feet wet in basically everything that has to do with racing. So I think it's a cool guy to have around, but also somebody that can help guide in terms of doubt at times, whether it is a driver, whether it is you know, a team boss in certain direction that we're going in, or, you know, development. It doesn't matter. I think he can have an input in anything.
So kind of on that note, looking back at the 500, having TK as a teammate, was there anything he, you know, taught you about, you know, the month of May this year that was either different or something that, you know, you can take forward now for, you know, the rest of your career?
I guess, no, I mean, every 500 is different. I mean, yeah. You obviously know what to expect of it in terms of like marketing and all that stuff. It's just super, super heavy, but of the overwhelming things that we have to do, kind of thing.
Yeah. Cool. Go ahead, Frenchie.
So a little bit not related to the season or anything like that. I saw that you got another go in some of Zach Brown's F1 cars, the Hakkinen McLaren and the Senna McLaren at Autobahn Country Club. So I wanted to ask you your perspective. Kind of, obviously you tested the McLaren F1 car last season in Bahrain. What makes the cars, I mean, obviously they're super fast still now, but what's kind of the main difference between cars from, you know, 25 years ago and now, and what would you, if you had any choice of kind of adapting a feature that you've seen in these cars to the modern cars that you got to drive, what would you kind of put on them?
It's gotta be the lightness of it. I mean, it's we're driving a car that basically weighs a ton. It's going to weigh over a ton with the addition of the hybrid next year. And just, you know, things that I've taken away, we don't need more horsepower. We don't. Like, those cars that I drove had 700, 650 horsepower, which is less than what we have right now, but they weigh 2/3 of the weight or slightly less. And that's a big, big chunk. And what those, like, the nimbleness of those cars is awesome. Like, the tire will give you more grip. The aero will give you more, everything will give you more grip because there's a lot less stress on all the different, you know, all the different areas of that the car kind of takes a beating on whenever there's so much weight. So, and we've also, I mean, we also have 60 something pounds in the worst place you can put it on a race car, which is right up here, which doesn't help anything besides obviously safety, which has been a massive, you know, step up to what we've had in the past, but it has come with a very big price in how these cars are driven and how these cars feel. So I think the nimbleness and, you know, creating a car that has all this in it instead of just keep adding on to it, I think that is what will take the series and take the driving experience for us drivers to a different level. It's just having a car that is created with all these new things, rather than just keeping, you know, keep on adding to one thing that wasn't meant for all this in the first place.
So I only have one more, and it's kind of along the same lines, not to piggyback off Frenchie again here, but a lot of people have said the tires are a bit more inconsistent this year. There's been some struggles kind of from track to track, and, you know, even from red set to red set. Is that something that's uniform throughout the series that you've noticed, that there's been some inconsistencies that are just kind of hard to, you know, get used to this year?
There has definitely been a difference in not everywhere, but in certain tracks compared to what we've had maybe in the years past. There has definitely been a change. You know, it's obviously a challenge for everybody, and that's what it'll be, right? But it's just it can be very frustrating at times, for sure.
So I actually thought of a quick follow up, and then we'll wrap it up. But did you test it at Iowa last week or the week before?
No, I tested at Road America.
Okay. So just from a general kind of a general standpoint, they, you know, went through three different types of tires at Iowa. You know, they did the 2022 500 tire, then the 2022 Iowa tire, and then, you know, the Iowa tire this year. When you're testing three different types of tires at a racetrack in you know, one day or over a couple of days, does it make it hard to, like, truly grasp what you want to do in, you know, Iowa in a month from now, say?
Well, I think it really exposes the tires that are getting brought, I guess. And
yeah,
what ultimately you don't know what's going to end up getting picked as the tire to run.
Okay.
So I haven't really had a chance to test a bunch of tires at a time. I've had tests in the past where there's been two different compounds, but only one set of one certain compound and then the rest another, which really exposed what each tire is strong or weak on. So all we can do is give our opinion on what we think is the best, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's the tire that's going to get picked.
Cool, man. Frenchie, you got anything else?
No, I think that's good. Thanks for checking in with us, Pato. I hope you do well this weekend. Right, looking forward to watching you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Sir. Best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Cheers.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform, or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.